Hey guys, hope all is well. Sorry that this recording is being done so close to Shabbos, but today was a little bit busy. So, Perek Daled, Mishnah Beis, talks about times that an animal can be a partial mu'ad. I mean, in some instances it's a mu'ad, in some instances it is a tam. For example, if it gores only certain animals, or if it gores only people but not animals, etc., etc. And the Mishnah, one of the things it talks about is goring on Shabbos and goring on a weekday. I'd say you could be a mu'ad for Shabbos, but not for the weekday. So I just want to point out something that if we say that is indeed, as the Mishnah says, mu'ad for Shabbos, but mu'ad for weekday, so if it doesn't gore on a weekday, it could still be a mu'ad. But if you don't say like that, I mean, the Mishnah had a question: is there such thing as mu'ad for Shabbos, mu'ad for Shabbos, but not for weekday? Meaning, if it wasn't mu'ad, if that wasn't the case, then what would happen? The animal gores the first time on Shabbos, and it goes the whole week without goring, and then it gores again on Shabbos. So that since the gorings are so far apart, then even if it gores three Shabbos in a row, but it doesn't grow in the intermittent weekdays, so the animal cannot be considered a mu'ad. So that was the question, because the gorings are too far apart. So for the Mishnah answer, no, you can have more for Shabbos, more for weekday. And the Bar Tanura provides rationale for this, why an animal would be more for Shabbos. Gives two reasons. Number one, that since animals don't work, so they're not in their usual routine, animals have to rest, Jews' animal has to rest on Shabbos. So since the animal is like a bit more agitated and has a lot more free time, whatever, so it might gore more easily. A second answer is because people look different on Shabbos because they're wearing different clothing. So even if the animal, even if it's someone who the animal recognizes, the animal won't recognize them because they're dressed differently. They're not wearing their work clothes, and the animal will come to gore. So that's just the rationale for that. The Mishnah concludes that you can indeed have a mu'ad for Shabbos, but not for weekday. Mishnah Gimel talks about different ownerships of animals, and if Nezikin applies through different domains. So it talks about Shor Shel Hekdesh, and we say that in both cases, whether your Shor gores Shor Shel Hekdesh, or Shor Shel Hekdesh gores your Shor, or any, not just goring, but any of the Avos Nezikin, so you would not have to pay, because the Pasuk says, Ki Yigach Shor Ish Es Shor Yehu, Shor Yehu V'lo Shor Shel Hekdesh. So Hekdesh is not included in Re'ehu, and therefore the lechos of Zikin do not apply from Hekdesh. What about if a Jew and a non-Jew, their animals were goring? So if it's a Jew to a non-Jew, we say that you're not chayiv. But if it's a non-Jew to a Jew, we say that since they were being negligent in their shmir of the animal, the non-Jew has to pay. If of course a Jew's animal, the Jew can take him to Beis Din. I don't know exactly how that would work, but I'm sure the Beis Din would be able to enforce that. And why does a Jew to a non-Jew not work? So you could say, maybe you can say that we have this limud sometimes of Am She'etcha B'Torah B'Mitzvah. So I forget the limud. It's in somewhere in Parshas Kedoshim. After L'Reyacha Kamocha, that's what it was. So L'Reyacha, again, the same word Re'ehu, is Am She'etcha B'Torah B'Mitzvah. So, but I haven't seen that brought down. The reason they give in the Mefarshei HaMishnah is that since non-Jews, only if they're uncivilized, by the way, if they have their own court, so we go according to the laws. But since they're the one who wants to claim money for damage, they have to do it according to their standards, if they have any. So that is Mishnah Gimel. Have a great Shabbos, guys.